The United States government rejects the formal vote tally in Ukraine. Today, Secretary of State Colin Powell urged Ukraine's government to re-examine the vote or risk damaging relations with the West. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Powell described this as a crucial moment for Ukrainian leaders to decide whether or not they're on the side of democracy. He lamented the Central Election Commission's decision to declare Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych the winner.
We cannot accept this result as legitimate because it does not meet international standards and because there has not been an investigation of the numerous and credible reports of fraud and abuse.
The U.S. has held out the possibility of imposing sanctions on Ukrainian officials who engaged in fraud, and Powell warned there could be broader implications for relations with Ukraine, a country that has been an ally in Iraq and a major recipient of U.S. foreign aid.
Right now, we're looking at a way to move forward, not a way to punish or to do anything else, but move forward peacefully to get a result that reflects the will of the Ukrainian people in a free and fair manner.
The protesters backing opposition candidate Viktor Yushchenko have broad support in influential Washington circles. Today, the American Enterprise Institute's Radek Sikorski, a self-described revolutionary, gathered diplomats from his native Poland, the Czech Republic, Ukraine, and the U.S.
I can tell you that I know a revolution when I see one. And what we are seeing in Kiev these last few days is it, the genuine article.
Alexander Potyekin, a political counselor in the Ukrainian embassy in Washington, told the meeting there's even a revolution within Ukraine's foreign ministry. He was among four Ukrainian diplomats who risked their careers to write an open letter in support of the opposition, a letter he says more than 50 Ukrainian diplomats have now signed.
We are with Ukrainian people. We are with Mr. Yushchenko today.
Potyekin, who was clearly not speaking as a diplomat today, blasted the declared winner, Yanukovych, as a mafia-backed leader, and he blasted the Bush administration for treading lightly when it comes to Russia's support for Yanukovych. Daniel Freed, who's on President Bush's National Security Council, said the U.S. doesn't want to make this about Russia.
This is about democracy, and it is about authoritarianism. It is not for us to make this an East-West issue.
Secretary of State Powell echoed those sentiments today. But Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was National Security Advisor under President Carter, says the U.S. should be worried about the long-term consequences of a flawed election in Ukraine, an issue that he says cannot be separated from Russia.
The Ukrainian struggle for democracy is a struggle about the future of Russia. If Ukrainian democracy prevails, Russia has no choice but to go to the West and to be a democracy. If Ukrainian democracy fails, Russian imperial ambitions are reawakened. There is the temptation of an alternative future, which is imperial and authoritarian.
Brzezinski traveled to Ukraine earlier this year to call for a democratic election. That message was reinforced with other high-level visits from former President Bush to current administration officials. It's a message that seemed to fall on deaf ears. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.